Passage 3. In the United States, many have been told that anyone can become rich and successful if he works hard and has some good luck. When one becomes rich, he wants people to know it. And even if he does not become very rich, he still wants people to think that he is. That's what Keeping Up with the Johnsons is about. The expression was first used in 1913 by a young American named Arthur Momand. Momand looked around him and noticed that many people do things just to keep up with their neighbors. They try to look as rich and as successful as their neighbors. He saw the funny side of it and started to write a series of short stories. He called it Keeping Up with the Joneses because Jones is a very common name in the United States. Keeping Up with the Joneses came to mean keeping up with people around you. Momand's series appeared in different newspapers across the country for over 32 years. People never seem to get tired of keeping up with the Joneses. That is one reason why they read the right books, go to the right universities, and eat at the right restaurants. Every city has an area where people want to live because others will think better of them if they do. And there are Joneses in every city of the world. But one must get tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses because no matter what one does, Mr. Jones always seems to be ahead.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 32. According to the speaker, what impression do many Americans want to leave on others? Question 33. What does the expression, keeping up with the Joneses, mean? Question 34. How did the expression, keeping up with the Joneses, get popular? Question 35. What does the speaker think of the practice of keeping up with the Joneses?